This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, the idea that you need to vent to get your feelings out is a common misconception. People fear that they're bottling up their emotions or that they're going to explode like a pressure cooker if they don't vent. But the research is clear. Venting actually fuels your anger and keeps you stuck in a negative place. Today, I'm explaining more about what that research says about venting and what you can do instead when you're going through a difficult situation. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Today, I'm talking about the dangers of venting. Whether you want to vent to your partner about how unreasonable your boss is, or you vent to your friends about how stressed out you feel, venting actually isn't good for you. There's the common misconception that you have to vent to get something out. But today I'm going to talk about why that's not true, why venting doesn't work, and what you can do instead. This idea that you need to vent is based on the idea that we're like a pressure cooker that explodes. If you hold all of your irritations inside, somehow you're going to finally have to release it in a way that you don't want to. And people will always say things like, don't bottle your emotions up. You have to get them out. And some people go beyond just that recommendation to talk to release their anger. There's advice out there that says you should do stuff like punch a pillow when you're mad or do some kickboxing to get your anger out. There's even anger rooms where you can smash plates and pay money to break things. But venting your anger is like adding gasoline to a fire. It fuels your feelings of frustration or misery, whatever it is that you're going through, instead of getting rid of them. You might be thinking, yeah, but if this is so bad for us, why do we do it? Well, the research shows that we think venting helps. And in fact, it might help for a minute, right? You start complaining about how awful your life is, or you start venting about somebody you don't like, and for a second, you feel good. The reason you might think you're feeling better is because you've bought into the idea that venting helps. So when you're putting it out there, it might have a bit of a placebo effect. But it also might help you connect with somebody. Commiserating with somebody else might help you feel like you're talking to somebody who understands, and maybe they vent too. Or they might just agree with everything you're saying, which could validate your feelings. The problem is, venting backfires in the long term. A new study just came out, and it's going to be published in April of 2024. It's in the Clinical Psychology Review. It found that even the people who say venting helps them deal with a traumatic event actually report higher levels of depression and more symptoms of PTSD than the people who don't vent at all. Meaning that in the moment, people say, oh yeah, sitting around and venting is really helpful. But they don't realize that their symptoms are actually going up. There used to be this idea that you should always debrief after a difficult thing that you went through, or if a company went through a difficult circumstance or a traumatic event, everybody should get around and talk about it. But there's a lot of research that shows that talking about it is actually not helpful in those moments, that if people are just venting, it tends to add fuel to everybody's fire. And we also know that venting creates relationship problems in the long term. I guarantee nobody's going to say, you know what, I look forward to listening to you vent every single day about the same things over and over again, right? And if you have a relationship that's built on complaining, it's not going to be a very solid foundation. And some people do that. They get together with somebody else, they complain a lot, and they think that they have a friendship, but that really doesn't build a healthy relationship. So what's a better strategy than venting? Well, when you're frustrated about something, research is clear that you should do something that decreases your arousal, not increases it. And research found that strategies like deep breathing, mindfulness, meditation, yoga, or just counting to 10 calms your body and your brain much better than activities that fuel your anger, like venting. Let's say you just had a horrible day at work and you're tempted to spend your evening on the phone telling your best friend about it. Or you want to spend dinner telling your partner the play-by-play horrible things you just went through at work. Instead of doing those things, what if you used your commute home to listen to music that you liked while taking some deep breaths and calming yourself? Then when you get home, instead of venting, share one good thing about your day or invite the other person to tell you about the highlight of their day. I predict that you'll find that that will help you turn a bad day into a good night because you're calming your emotions and then starting a pleasant conversation, which gets your mind onto more pleasant things. But you might be wondering, what happens to all that anger? Isn't it still just being stuffed down and I'm going to explode? The answer is no. You won't explode. You're actually not even stuffing it down. You're not bottling it up. Think of it more like a flame. And when you take deep breaths or you do some yoga, you're putting the fire out. When you vent, though, you're adding fuel to the fire and making it bigger. A lot of people say, but I like to talk about my feelings. Is it different to process my emotions than it is to vent? And how do you talk through problems? Or how do you know when it's helpful to talk about feelings? I'll explain how to express those feelings to somebody in a way that actually helps in just one second. But first, let's pause so I can share some offers from our sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Maybe it's drained because you're just stretched too thin. Or maybe you're fully charged, but in all honesty, it's because you didn't go out that much this winter. My therapy clients often describe themselves as either extroverts or introverts. But our social lives are actually a lot more complicated than that. It's important to learn, what's the right amount of socializing for you? What kind of people or social activities are best for you? And how can you charge your social battery when you feel worn down? Therapy gives you the self-awareness to build a social life that won't drain your battery. I love helping clients in my therapy office learn new skills, set healthy boundaries, and do everything they need so that they can develop their relationships that help them live their best life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. I've tried BetterHelp for myself, and I loved how convenient and flexible it is. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mentallystrong today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mentallystrong. Do you want to get high-quality meat delivered straight to your house? Or in my case, a sailboat? Try ButcherBox. It saves me time and money. And if you order right now, Mentally Stronger listeners can get steak, chicken, or salmon free in every single order for an entire year. I love that ButcherBox offers grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, and wild-caught seafood. There are no antibiotics or added hormones. They even offer vegetarian options. ButcherBox lets you decide how often you want deliveries, and you can pick a curated plan, or you could completely customize your box. Sign up at butcherbox.com/stronger and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer, plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/stronger and use code STRONGER to choose your free for a year offer. Plus get $20 off your first order. Okay, we're back. Let's talk about how do you share your feelings and air your concerns in a healthy way instead of venting. Venting is often about rehashing the same things over and over again. It often revolves around the same issue, like the same problem at work or somebody else's behavior. Those conversations keep you stuck, right? When you just keep repeating yourself, it doesn't move you forward. It keeps you spinning. If you want to move forward and you're venting to somebody, ask them to reframe your situation a little bit differently. Directly ask for that. Say, how could I think about this differently? And then the other person can give you a different perspective. Even if they say something like, well, your boss's behavior shows they're passionate about what you do, or your mother-in-law loves her grandkids, she probably just struggles to know when she's being overbearing. Be willing to listen to those and consider those different perspectives. And of course, be wary of our natural tendency, which is to dismiss those things by saying, no, it's not like that. Because when you start to think a little bit differently, you'll feel better. So be open to a different way of looking at it. And make sure the conversation is helping you work through your feelings. A great start is to just identify how you feel in that moment. When you say, I'm anxious about this, or I'm sad the other person is acting like this. That's a great place to start. In fact, we've talked about this on the show many times. Putting a label on an uncomfortable feeling takes a lot of sting out of that emotion. So while you're having these conversations, make sure you're bringing up your own feeling words, not what you think somebody else should be doing or why the situation is unfair. Then, before you share your concerns with somebody, though, think about who you're talking to and why you pick that person. Could this person even solve the problem? If so, maybe it's a good idea to talk to them. Maybe you talk to your supervisor who has the power to resolve the issue with your coworker. Or you talk directly to your neighbor who plays really loud music, rather than venting to a different neighbor about how annoying the loud music is. And think twice about airing your complaints online. If you just make a general post about how annoying something is, it fuels lots of other people's anger too, not just your own. Or if you comment on how much you disagree or dislike somebody else's post, you're putting negativity into the universe. And emotions are contagious, all of them. You might stir up anger in other people or evoke their anxiety. And then, of course, we know the tendency is to keep coming back to that post to see if other people weighed in. And that might keep you stuck in the same emotional state as well. So the next time you're tempted to vent about something, pause and remind yourself that you're better off calming down, not adding fuel to the fire. Count to 10, take some slow, deep breaths, meditate, do some yoga, or reach for whatever strategy helps you calm down. And if there's a situation that you want to process with somebody, consider who it is that you're talking to, why you picked them, and then look for ways to move through the feelings, not to just stay stuck there. Ask the other person to help you reframe the situation and put a label to those feelings. Talking through things that you could do to cope with those feelings can be good. We just don't want you to spin on how awful the situation is. So remember, don't buy into the myth that if you don't express your irritations, you're going to explode. It's not true. Instead, it's much more helpful to calm your brain and your body so that you can move through the feelings. Thanks for hanging out with me today and for listening to Mentally Stronger. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you can get episodes delivered to you every single week on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or whatever platform you like best. If you know somebody who could benefit from hearing this message, share this show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help somebody feel better and grow stronger. And if you want more mental strength building strategies, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. Every week, I answer your questions on mental strength in a special bonus episode, and you get cool bonus gifts like signed copies of my books, mental strength cheat sheets, or an opportunity to chat with me one-on-one. Just click on the link in the show notes or go to mentallystronger.supercast.com. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who helped me retie the podcast studio to the dock today in 40 mile per hour winds, Nick Valentine.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.